The Parnell administration says it will appeal the dismissal of its lawsuit over the roadless rule in the Tongass National Forest. Meanwhile, faced with no participation by the state government and limited participation by environmental groups, the Tongass Futures Roundtable Group has decided to shut down. The organization was formed to resolve Southeast Alaska forestry issue conflicts. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Tongass Futures Roundtable formed about 7 years ago. Organizers hope to bring together all parties involved in the forest to craft compromises on land use issues such as logging and habitat protection.
The roundtable brought people together who had never had to sit across from each other at a table. The normal environment was a courtroom.
Bruce Botello has been the group's facilitator and moderator. The former attorney general and Juneau mayor says roundtable members decided to end their work during a meeting earlier this month.
One of the benefits for us to dissolve right now is to create the opportunity for people to come together and perhaps learn from our experience, but also build on it. And one would hope that any assembly of stakeholders would truly bring back the whole range of participants.
Membership originally included industry, government, tribal, and environmental leaders, but about 2 years ago, the state, timber representatives, and some conservation groups pulled out.
We didn't have enough movement in the direction that we felt needed to occur.
State Forester Chris Mache was one of the original roundtable members.
So the governor decided it would be best to put the state energy and time and resources into a task force, which he established through an administrative order.
Mache chaired that task force, which released its final report a few months ago. It recommended a number of actions meant to increase logging. One called for the federal government to turn 2 million acres of the Tongass over to the state to be managed for harvest. Mache says the timber task force has since shut down. Botello says the roundtable will cease operations July 1st, but he says it achieved some of its goals.
We devoted a great deal of time to examining the proposed mental health land exchange between the state and the trust, and ended up endorsing a process which is underway.
The Tongass Futures Roundtable had about 35 members and tried to reach decisions by consensus. State Forester Mache says that just didn't work.
Unfortunately, it just wasn't the right time and the right place. It's too bad that it didn't come to a better conclusion.
The roundtable had funding support from the Rasmussen Foundation and other donors. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.